Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Lalong lumalago ang yaman ng mga mas nakababatang mayamang Australiano kung saan ang mga nasa top 100 ay may kabuuang halaga ng 13.2 bilyong dolyar. Ano nga bang kailangang gawin upang mapabilang sa tala? Ang detalye sa ulat ng SBS Finance Editor Ricardo Goncalves na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Upang mapabilang sa 2017 Financial Review Young Rich List 100, kailangang di ka pa umaabot ng 40 taong gulang at mayroong yaman na nagkakahalaga mula 25 milyong dolyar. Malaki ang posibilidad na mapabilang kayo sa tala kung kayo nasa sektor ng real estate, financial services o teknolohiya tulad ng co-founder ng online and mobile marketplace operator AirTasker na si Tim Fung.
We get a lot of handyman tasks. Perhaps they're tasks that don't fit in with a specific trade vertical, but it might be something like installing a wall-mounted TV, building some IKEA furniture, or moving a couch.
Ang may 5 taong negosyo ay sumisingil ng service fee mula sa bawat trabahong iniuugnay, kasama ng nakukuha nitong suportang pinansyal mula sa ilang malalaking namumuhunan.
The AirTasker community has doubled over the last year. We're about 1.8 million people all across Australia, creating about $19 million in jobs for Australian workers. And we have about 850,000 community verified reviews, which is, we believe, the most important thing to build trust amongst the community.
Bunga nito, lumago ng husto ang yaman ng 34 na taong gulang na si Tim Fung at ng co-founder na si Jonathan Louie. Ayon sa Financial Review, sila'y may pinagsamang yaman na umabot sa 41 milyong dolyar. Sila'y nasa ika-66 at 67 sa tala ng Young Rich List.
I would say that we're absolutely still on a journey and I don't have $41 million in my bank account.
Ipinaliwanag ng Rich List editor John Stenholt kung paano sinusukat ng tala ang yaman.
The people's wealth on the Young Rich is all based on the value of their companies or their businesses. So it's all around getting a value of that company, be it from investments from outside, like venture capitalists or the like, or when they sell their business.
Dagdag ni John Stenholt, ang mga co-founders ng AirTasker ay dalawa lamang sa 38 entrepreneur mula sektor ng teknolohiya na kabilang sa tala.
That's really something that dominates the list because I guess you've got social media, you've got marketing that you can all do online these days. You can promote your business online, you can have a business online through apps.
Social media at pagkalat lamang ng impormasyon ng gamit ni na Nick Mirkovich at Alex Tomich ng teeth whitening company na High Smile sa paglaho ng kanilang negosyo. Sa edad na 22 taong gulang at 24 na taong gulang, ang dalawang pinakabatang mga napabilang sa tala na mayroong pinagsamang yaman na umabot sa 46 na milyong dolyar. Sila'y kabilang sa 27 bagong napabilang sa Young Rich List. Kabilang sa mga nasa itaas ng tala ang Melbourne property developer na si Tim Gurner na nasa 5 ng top 100. Siya ay may kabuuang yaman ang nagkakahalaga ng 465 milyong dolyar. Habang ang web marketing services duo na si Dave Gurner at Ben Richardson ng Campaign Monitor ay nasa 3 at 4 kung saan ang pinagsamang yaman ay umabot sa 607 milyong dolyar. Ngunit, ang may pinakamalaking halaga ng yaman sa tala ay ang pinagsamang yaman na aabot sa 6.1 bilyong dolyar mula sa co-founder ng office software company na Altasian na si Mike Cannon-Brooks at ni Scott Fakwa. Ayon kay John Stenholt, kailan lamang ay nagkaroon ng malaking pag-angat at nabasag ng kumpanyang may mga siping nakabasi sa Amerika ang record.
Atlassian has built a product that helps productivity. So in effect, it can be used all around the world. So it's not just based in one geographical location. It doesn't have to just be an Australian business. It can be used anywhere. So they've used technology, they use the internet to go all around the world. And that's the secret of its success.
Ngunit inamin ni John Stenholt na may pagkiling o mas malaki ang bilang ng mga kalalakihan kung ihahambing sa mga kababaihan ang napabilang sa tala.
There's only 9 women out of 100 on the Young Rich, which I think is really disappointing. It shows you that the technology industry, I think, is still dominated by men. There's moves afoot to try and change that. Social entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, putting more money into female-backed tech firms.
Itinangi Tim Fung ng Airtasker ang akses sa talino bilang hadlang sa pag-unlad.
Very specific types of experience that I think we need to increase the numbers of in Australia. And it's going to be really hard to do that via, you know, slow burn things like educating people. You know, those things are important too, like starting at the 7-year-olds and, you know, waiting till those people are 25 years old and they've got some experience. But I definitely think we could be increasing the ease of which people can import talent into the country.
sbs.com.au/Filipino